Kilayim Perkhes, Mishnah Gimel, A3, we continue the discussion of Kilay Behema, cross-working animals. Here the Mishnah says, Hamanhig, one who guides animals. For example, you have a wagon, and he's the wagon driver, and he encourages the wagon, which is being pulled by a horse and a donkey together. He says, you know, go, and the animals go. So, Sofeg Eshar Baim, he literally absorbs the 40, meaning he gets lashes midoraisa, which would mean, in fact, 39 lashes. But the point is, he's over the law by merely saying go without doing anything more than that. And that really is almost a repetition of the previous words of the previous Mishnah, to be manig one's chaya for. But that certainly is in contrast to the next, potentially contrast to the next line of the Mishnah, which says, Hayoshev Bekaron, if one merely sits in a wagon. He also, Sofeges Harbaim, he also gets 40 lashes, meaning 39 lashes, because he is also over the law. The case is merely sitting down in the wagon makes the mixed team of animals aware that he's there and it's time for them to go, and they'll go. So his very sitting down is a nonverbal, albeit passive, prompt for the animals to go, and his presence makes them go, and therefore he's the cause of their going, and therefore he's liable. And that sitting down alone will be enough of a mass of an act to make him liable to get malchus for Kilay Behema. On that point, Rabbi Meir is poter. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir holds that if a person just sits down and does nothing else, he didn't do any action which would prompt animals to go. And even if the animals move just by the fact that he is present and they're aware of his presence, that's insufficient. That's not considered an act which would make him, the guy who sat in the wagon, liable. So Rabbi Meir exempts him from lashes. However, the lacha is like the Tanakama, meaning just sitting down and the animals going then is, since they went by virtue of his sitting down, makes him liable to lashes. And finally, like a new paragraph here, the Mishnah says, V'hashlishas, if you have a third animal, shikshur l'rutsuos, that's attached to the straps, that's also a surah, that's also forbidden. And what's the case here? That is, for example, you have the wagon, and it's being pulled by two horses. So that's the case. You have no kilayim, that's normal. Wagons are pulled by two horses, that's how you do it, and it's legitimate. But if you take a third animal, let's say a donkey, and the donkey is, of course, not a horse, and you attach the donkey to the straps that are attaching the horses to the wagon, meaning the donkey wasn't needed to pull the wagon, and in fact, he isn't doing much pulling, but he's hitched up to this wagon, and they're moving together. Since he's hitched up, that is considered to be cross-working the animals, and therefore that is also forbidden under the Isser of Kilay Behema, because you have a mixed team of horses, and in my case, a donkey, together.